of days of this.
We understand the problem.
We're going to be here lots. Okay.
So let's just start with number 220. 2021, and that one is 122.110.
This is 220. Mm-hmm. You've agreed to 122.110.
Yeah.
Okay.
And on the next one down, 221, we have agreed to 62.342. Because that seems to have been a typo on that.
Okay.
And all the rest are saying we're there.
Okay, so both 22 and 21 are supposed to be the same, in other words. Because that's what 22 says, 62, 342. Okay.
Right, and everything on the pages thereafter, except for this one exception here, it is a 95. We're leaving that where it is because it's a double sized.
And where are we going through? What number are we going through?
We are going all the way down through.
228. Well, no, 229.
What is that number?
So
232. We're going through number 232.
So you're saying from 222 to 232, you have an agreement that those values are correct?
They are correct.
Okay, and let's make sure that I hate to do this. The values that we have on our sheet are the same you have on your sheet because we've had that problem.
Right. They're all supposed to be 62,342.
Well.
What about the 95?
What about
that's the one I said is the exception only because it's a double size year.
Okay, so it's staying on.
It's going to stay where it's
so
at.
You changed.
We only changed this one here, or we're saying we'll go with this because this is obviously pretty incorrect.
Through 230 for 232. Yeah, 232. Okay. So we're denying on basically 222 through 232. We're denying.
Okay.
Is the only one where he's asking for something different on that, and then...
So he just still wants to be heard on that one?
No. He's agreed that the 95 is fine because he knows it's a double size ring.
Okay. So 221, we're granting. 220 and 221, we're granting. Mm-hmm. And then 222 through 232, we are denying. Because he's agreed those values are correct. Is that my
what about 219?
Yeah, that's
the big one.
And that's the one you had to call him on?
Just call him on that because we're going to go back with the...
That sounds good.
Last year, which was $1 million. He says he's got an appraisal, and I should have that somewhere in the system. But of course not.
Is this Rick?
Rick Huffman, yeah.
I got it. Thank you. You can return. We are on 219 through
232.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 41733353351 is not available.
Well,
as a tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for
more options. You have a different number?
No, that's the person who works for him, Barry.
Hello, Barry, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Tane County Board of Equalization. Was this calling about the BOE assessments? And we will try giving you a call back later. Thank you. Bye.
Are you saying all of these values on these ones that we're denying are the 2020 levels? Because that's what he's trying to claim here. The golf course parcels will go back to the pre-20.
No, they do not want that because our values were like 1,000 on some of these, so he doesn't want that.
We, on the 12 condos we appealed, we valued at 62. Okay, the golf course values will go back to the 2020.
And so,
which one are those?
That would be 19, which was we've got 1,000,003, and now last year it was 1,000,000. Wesley, do you have that up? 219.
219 was 1,000,000.
Yeah, and we're going to check that.
If that's an agreement.
Mr. Dennison, I appreciate your patience. Yes, no, what property are you on? What property are you?
220 Malone, my personal residence.
Sorry to jump here.
It's 215.
I've got it. It's 215. That's the next one on the list.
Gotcha.
But if we have an agreement on these, we can make a motion real quick.
Do you think we ought to make a phone call first because we don't have anything on 219? Before he, we...
He's asking in the thing to go back to $1,000,000, and I think that's what she's agreed to.
Right.
Is
on the golf course, I agreed to go back to what we have.
It says 219.
What did we have in that?
Yeah,
that 1.3. That's this year.
That's the new. What was last year?
Last year was, let's see, the total residence was 72,000.
I think he represented there was an even 1,000,000. Okay, we will have to call on that one, sounds like to me.
Because to me, it looks like he was at 726.
That's an even million.
It is an even.
There's 726,250 on commercial and 273,750 on residential appraised values.
So we're granting the reduction to 2020 assessment level on that one by agreement. And then... by agreement on 220, it goes to 122,110. You have that in an email, right? And then 221 goes to 62,324, and the rest of them are denied.
Yeah, golf course.
342.
Goes back to the 2020
amount. Okay. Are we on still?
We're still.
Okay. I would make a motion that on BOE 219 that we reduce the assessed value to 1 million for the agreement and the taxpayer. That on 2020 we reduce the assessed value to 122,110 per the taxpayer. On
you said 2020. You meant 220.
I'm sorry, 220, BOE 220, okay. Reduced to 122,110.
Right.
On BOE 221, that we grant a reduction to 62,342 to be in line with the rest of the values for BOE 222 to 232.
Okay.
And BOE 222 and 232, I would move that we deny the request for reduction, which is also by agreement with the taxpayer and the assessor.
Okay. So,
and those would all remain at 62,342.
Okay. So really, it's going to be about 1,700.
I will second that motion.
Okay. All right. Very good. And well, Donna left to go up and check her.
Is that clear enough, Wes?
I'm sure she'll have it. All right. Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll make it work.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion stands. Wes, I know you're writing a bunch of stuff. Is there anything that we can do to help make your job easier?
Clear as a seat.
clear and succinct.
Yeah, if you're going to reduce, if you're going to deny something, I would say if you're going to deny it, do it in a separate motion, because I've got to put that deny in 2019, 2020, and everything else, because it's all one motion, and it's going to list out every DOE number in each one of those.
Okay.
So that deny portion is going to be in the 2019, where you set 2019 to 1 million. But it's also going to say 2020 was set to 122110, and then it's also going to say 2021 is at 62342, and then it's going to say denies 2021-22 through 232, I believe it was.
So keep the denials in a separate motion is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'll try to keep them separate.
Okay, well, I'll remember that.
You know, that's, because otherwise, when we look at the minutes, it's going to say, well, it says deny, and there was these all denied, or what? You know, it's kind of confusing.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's tough.
Sorry about that.
All right. Moving on to BOE, I believe it's 2015. Mr. Dennison, you've been very patient. Thank you for coming in.
If you could give basically my questions in a written form as well, and I'm happy to read it for my record, whatever I need to do with it. Should I do that?
Go ahead and read it.
Okay. Just a few questions, a full page. Why did a small backhoe start digging up grass and topsoil November 2nd with no notice, hearing, or due process? That would be next to my home, perpendicular to my my lot on the east side. Yeah. Oh, sure,
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Your report is running at around 300.
Why was there no acknowledgement for bringing a petition opposing 150 Malone to be built with 20 neighbors' signatures on it? Why was an administrative decision allowed to grant a building permit for 150 Malone? Was any consideration given to the neighbors' desires and values of the homes? Why was there no response from Mayor Akers or his staff after meeting him two times and bringing in photos of what was being built? Upon retaining legal counsel, myself, January 6th, why did it take until April for a stop work order to be acknowledged and put in place? Why did it take from November 20 until May, 7 months, for the owner of 150 Malone?
Mr. Dennison?
Yes.
I hate to interrupt on this, and of course I had to ask you to read it, but reading through, I'm afraid the Board of Equalization is here for taxes?
Sure, and my biggest concern is the value of my home going down because of what's 6 feet from my lot line.
Okay, so what happened six, and I don't know, I mean, all of this we have no jurisdiction on.
Sure.
But so I guess having said that, in a nutshell, what affected the value of your property?
And thank you for letting me vent as a taxpaying citizen.
Sure, and I appreciate that. Yeah,
and
I understand.
Then the 28 up to 28 signatures that did not want this home built in the backyard of the 533 Eiserman house. So that was
this one right.
There's a duplex there already, and there's 3,750 square feet in the backyard, and Missouri law calls for 5,000. Somehow they got, anyway, that was all put through without...
So you weren't able to get any satisfaction through the city of Branson. And I'll tell you up front, Ed's my dad. But so I don't know that he, it's fine, I'm just letting you know. I don't know that he has anything to do with the P&Z department, but other than he can inquire.
Sure.
But the P&Z department let this go through in the neighborhood, apparently, is what you're saying.
That's what happened.
Didn't do anything
there was
about
no
it.
Due process. There was no hearing. There was no notice. It happened. We're all frustrated. I had neighbors asking me, gee, Bruce, are you putting up a garage? No, I'm not.
Okay.
But there is a the slab is 4 foot higher than my drive, and then the wall. So I've got a 12-foot structure, 6 feet.